Welcome in the WDNA Jazz Gallery this evening. A special broadcast concert courtesy of the Greater Miami Youth Symphony Orchestra. And we're going to be speaking with the director of the Greater Miami Youth Symphony in a little bit, as well as the music director for the ensemble. But first, we want to get the ball rolling for this 1 hour live broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, the Greater Miami Youth Symphony. Live from the WDNA Jazz Gallery, the Greater Miami Youth Symphony, under the direction of Mr. Eric Rivero. The first piece, Mr. Rivero, is?
It was Basie's Beat by Mr. Paul Baker from Baker's Jazz and More Publishing. And it got to feature our guitarist, Andres Chilama, on guitar, as well as Adam Stein on alto and William Foster on trumpet.
Well done. We'll be learning more about the symphony as we go along, but first, let's get into some more music. Can you introduce the second piece for us, Mr. Rivera?
Sure. The next tune is Take the A-Train, and it's a classic by Billy Strayhorn, but this is with a modern twist. It's arranged by a gentleman named Alan Baylock, which was he used to write for the Airman and Note, and he's the director at University of North Texas, the 1 o'clock jump band. So this is a great twist on an old standard. It's called Take the A-Train.
Ready, one, two, three, and.
The Greater Miami Youth Symphony. What talent we're seeing here this evening. The ensemble comprises of 25 members under direction of Mr. Eric Rivero, who to say he's busy would be an understatement. He's the music director at Glades Middle School here in Miami, and he's also the director of this ensemble. Well done, sir.
Thank you very much. I want to recognize the soloists of the time. The soloists in that last chart were Andres Chilamas back there on guitar. We had Victor Hernandez on drums. We had Adam Stein on alto sax. We had Stuart Lones on trombone, as well as William Foster on trumpet. Give it up for them again. Great job.
No, obviously, what we heard so far are some classic standards, but you've put your own twist on it. I heard some little funky beat there on a piece before that. How did you come up with these compositions?
Well, I think the more diverse the band, the better, as far as styles and trying to be able to do different things. But I think it's there's always a possibility of mixing the old with the new. And I think Alan Baylock on that tune just came up with something very special. So I really appreciate his work. And again, it's at the highest level. You know, he wrote for the Airmen of Note, and that group was just outstanding. So, and like I said, we're very fortunate to have some great musicians. Our youngest member is Victor in the band, Victor Hernandez, and he's 12 years old. So our oldest member in the band, I think, is 18. So not a grandfather, but you know, it's cool, you know, how we were able to blend all these different styles. And if you were to see a show of hands right now, those of you that are in middle school, raise your hand. Then you'd see about 5-6 people holding their hands right now. High school, raise your hand. So that's the rest of the group. So, you know, it tells you the ensemble, it's, you know, the middle school kids really get to be pushed to a higher level. And it's really cool. We have two guitarists because I'm being honest with you, both are very outstanding. And I said, well, I didn't want to exclude one. So we have both of them playing and they're doing a fabulous job. Both Derek and Andres, we're so lucky to have them both.
Now the yeah The Greater Miami Youth Symphony is somewhat of a conglomerate. It's a combination of middle and high school students from various high schools in Miami-Dade County, correct? And we're going to be speaking with Mr. Matthew Sheary, who is the executive director of the Greater Miami Youth Symphony, a little bit later on, and learn a little bit more about how students get to participate, how they get to audition, and get some more information on this fantastic ensemble. Before we do that, why don't you lead us into the next piece?
So, you know, you were saying about how they come from different schools. We have kids also that are homeschooled. So in our organization, we have kids that are homeschooled, we have charter school, we have public school, private school. We have a mix of everybody. So it's a great community organization. When I was a child, I was in the organization. So back then, unfortunately, they didn't have a jazz band, but I was in their symphony orchestra. I played trumpet for them. And let me tell you, it helped inspire me to the director I am being today. So the next two we're going to go ahead and do is Don't You Worry About a Thing, a Stevie Wonder classic that we're going to get to expose the kids to some great literature.
The Greater Miami Youth Symphony, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, give it up. We are live from the WDNA Jazz Gallery. This is a special program we're bringing to you locally. We have a live studio audience, as well as our audience around the world and via iHeartRadio throughout the United States. Thank you so much. Mr. Rivera, again, come on up. Mr. Eric Rivera is the music director for the Greater Miami Youth Symphony. And what talent. Why don't you give us an idea of what the process is like for these students, and how long does it take you to get them in sync?
Well, believe it or not, we only rehearse an hour and 15 minutes a week. So a lot of the responsibility falls on them to go ahead and to practice on their own, to try and have sectionals when they can. But an hour and 15 minutes to do seven tunes is a lot. And then what happens is we just finished our gala concert the other night, and then this week we have some performances coming up that Mr. Shiri is going to go ahead and give you some information on, so you guys know about our future community events. But like I said, our kids, they'll do is they'll audition for the odd band, and then after the auditions, we place them accordingly. And like I said, it's just practice and work hard. You know, we just really very structured as far as the way we rehearse to try and get the most out of a very short time.
Well, they are fantastic indeed, and I'm going to let you get into the next piece. So why don't you introduce it for us and tell us what we're about to hear.
We're going to do an old standard entitled How High the Moon, and this was an arrangement by Dave Wolpe, and Dave actually is a Florida resident. He doesn't live too far from here, and a very good friend of mine, and we're lucky to have a great, great, great composer like that, and arranger in our area. Meaning, when I say in our area, I mean, I'm talking about he lives in the West Coast there, so we're very lucky to have him in Florida, though.
One more time, the Greater Miami Youth Symphony. We'll be right back. the Greater Miami Youth Symphony, live from the WDNA Jazz Gallery. Yeah, give them another round of applause. Well done. You not only look like pros, you sound like pros. How long have you guys been practicing?
Months.
Months, they say. Wow. All right, what I'd like to do is to introduce you to the executive director of the Greater Miami Youth Symphony, Mr. Matthew Sheary. Matthew, why don't you come on up and welcome to the WDNA Jazz Gallery. You ought to be proud, sir. Are you?
150%. It's absolutely tremendous what these kids are capable of doing, not to mention what Mr. Rivera stated is the fact that we have such a combination of students from young ages to advanced ages, but the level of playing is just through the roof every single time and that these kids step in the room to rehearse.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. Why don't you give us an overview of the organization, the Greater Miami Youth Symphony? It's my understanding that this thing has been going on for years. When was it founded and how did this all begin?
That's true. Well, actually, Greater Miami Youth Symphony, we are coming up on our 60th year as a music organization here in South Florida. We were founded in 1958 by a composer and professor at University of Miami, Robert Strasberg. And his goal was to create something that could be, you know, something that was a little bit additional and supplemental form of music involvement for students inside of the community. You know, music education has really evolved in our public school system, but this is just something that you won't find in any school program. So we're very glad to have these kids where the top players in their programs come here, and we just keep building the level every single week. So it's just an amazing opportunity, and I'm very proud of all the students and our directors at the level of music that they're turning out.
That was quite some foresight, because back in 1958, I didn't think something like this would be relevant.
No, a lot of people wouldn't. And they started with just a symphony orchestra. So the jazz band, like Mr. Rivera stated, unfortunately wasn't able to join it. But, you know, we've continually grown. A lot of our programs, you know, we're not just students who are middle school and high school levels. We even have students in elementary school levels. We have 6 performing ensembles. We have a flagship symphony orchestra. We have a preparatory program. And really our goal right now is just to reach as far as we can in the community, south, north, east, and west, and just have music be a part of lives as many kids as possible in Miami-Dade.
And so if you're a student, how do you become a member? How do you get involved with the Greater Miami Youth Symphony?
Well, for both of our programs, our preparatory program, which is really kind of fundamental music, we like to get kids involved where parents who can't necessarily go forth with that financial commitment of an instrument, we'll go ahead and give students an instrument and give them an opportunity. In fact, the one and only Mr. Rivero does our beginning band, working with students on all of our wind and brass instruments and percussion. We have string programs, and those you can just simply sign up in our office. For our performing ensembles, such as the jazz band, we have auditions that are usually in August, September, times of the year, and they run for the entire school year. And like he said, they're only rehearsing an hour and 15 minutes a week. So it's very competitive to get in here. We have such a high level of playing. So auditions at that time of year are usually when we have kids come in.
So you have jazz. You also have a chamber ensemble.
We have jazz. We have strings, predominantly our string orchestras because founding off of our symphony. But, you know, we're trying to expand more. We have string chamber ensembles. Our symphony group has one. Our concert orchestra has one. Our jazz band also, speaking of chamber, we have a jazz combo, which is a lot of these young musicians behind you and a few others from our other bands. And they just can't get enough. They just keep wanting to play, you know.
And no experience is necessary for even entering the prep band. You could come in starting at zero and work your way up.
That's correct. Yeah, the prep program is really for our base beginners, and those are really our elementary school level kids. But the idea is that they grow through, and there are so many kids that are really attached. We have kids who have been in GMYS for 10, 12, 13 years, and something that's extremely proud of GMYS to present to the community is that we have 100% success rate of students graduating from high school and transitioning into college, which at the end of the day should be a goal for a lot of students in this county, and we're just happy to have this opportunity for them.
Well done. Is there a cost to get involved?
There is a cost for tuition for our registration. However, we are very committed towards being a total community project and working with the students of the community. And we do have scholarships based on financial need. And as a nonprofit organization, we're always searching for new funding so we can support this effort of these students inside of the county and really get as many of them having the access to this music opportunity as possible.
And how did you become the executive director?
Well, my mission down to Miami happened in 2010, and I actually came here to study at Florida International University, and I studied music education for both a bachelor's and master's degree. But anyone who's in music, we don't become music teachers or teachers in general for the money. You know, we're in it for the kids, and a lot of that was just branching out and working with a lot of programs who are string-based, who are wind-based, and, you know, when I first came to Miami as a music educator, I actually was working with GMYS as an assistant. So it's just really cool to be back these few years later, see how the program's evolved, and, you know, with teachers like Mr. Rivero, you know, we're really able to produce these high levels of music. So it's just very exciting to be here, and we just, up is the only way to go from here.
Now, we're experiencing a wonderful performance so far, and I am confident it will continue for the duration of this program. But on the normal circumstances, where do you play, and how is that arranged? Can an organization get in touch with you and request a performance? Tell me how that works.
Okay, so traditionally what we've done is we have a lot of gala concerts that we perform, you know, several times a year, and we just had a recent one that was actually at Florida International University at the Wertheim Performing Arts Center. We'll have another one in May 6th. The location is to be determined. But our objective as far as location is really trying to go out and reach new areas of the community that haven't heard our sound, haven't seen our students, or don't have this access to music. And that's kind of the theme that we really go after, is access to music is becoming harder and harder these days. So there isn't one real set location, but we're always trying to find out and branch to those new people who haven't heard us.
Beautiful. We are speaking with the executive director of the Greater Miami Youth Symphony. That's Mr. Matthew Sherry. And we're going to ask you a little bit later on to tell us the members of the ensemble. We're looking at a 25-piece ensemble here, sounding oh so fantastic. And we want to hear some more music. So why don't we bring back Mr. Eric Rivero. And Mr. Rivero, why don't you tell us what we're going to hear next?
By the way, on that last tune, we had some soloists. That was Stuart Lones on trombone, the first solo. The second full solo was Scott Schaefer on bone. And then we had Andres Chilama on guitar. And I stand corrected. Our youngest member is actually 11. Antonio back there, the trumpet player, raise your hand. So, you know, he corrected me that he is the youngest member. So, you know, and let me tell you, he's holding down great back there in the trumpet section. He's doing a great job. Our next tune we're going to do is entitled Coming Home Baby. And this tune was arranged by Michael Sweeney, and it's by Ben Tucker and Bob Giroux. And I hope you enjoy it.
One more time, ladies and gentlemen, live from the WDNA Jazz Gallery, the Greater Miami Youth Symphony. the Greater Miami Youth Symphony, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. So much talent. We're so proud of you. Keep it up. I want to ask the executive director, Mr. Matthew Sheehy, to come back up. And Matthew, I know you've got the list of these students, the performers and their instruments. And I'd like to acknowledge them now. So why don't you introduce them to us?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and just go down the list here. And we're going to start with our saxes. So wave off, guys. Rubens Bravo, Robert Cancino, Ryan Goodman, Enzo Lavecchia, Justin Perez, Francisco Ramirez, Adam Sine, and Emily Tay. Moving a little bit on back, trombones, why don't you guys stand up so everyone can see you back there. We got Caleb Senatus, Zachary Charlebois, Andrew Lones, Stuart Lones, Gary Louis Jean, Scott Schaefer, David Spiegelman. And behind those guys, take a seat, everybody. And for our trumpets back there, we have Antonio Barrero, Sarai Fernandez, William Foster, that's the oldest one, Anna Paolini, and Jose Rubio. Holding it down over there on the bass, for those of us who don't know, it's not the drummer, it's the bassist and the jazz band. Keeps the rhythm swinging. We have Rashawn Green over there. For our guitarists, Andres Chalema, Derek Sanguino. Drums, Victor Giraldez, Rafael Volkin, and on the piano, Daniel Fries.
Wow. Twenty-five of South Florida's talented students, middle and high school, ranging from ages 11 to 18. How about that? Give yourselves a round of applause. You deserve it. Yeah. We're so proud of you, and we're so grateful for Mr. Rivero and for Mr. Sheehy for keeping this movement going. Mr. Sheehy, tell me, how is this organization supported?
Well, this organization has support from a lot of different areas. One of the most frequent areas is actually from a lot of funding that we get from the city and the state locally that we apply to financial support. One of our biggest funders and people who support us, especially in our summer efforts, is the Children's Trust, Department of Cultural Affairs, Florida State. Down south, we have the Ocean Reef Foundation. I mean, there's a lot of other places that help us with money. Just recently, we had Give Miami Day, which was very successful for GMYS. Thank you to our parents and all of our supporters out there who contributed. And from what few students we do have who are able to pay the tuition, you know, that's also there. But a lot of the funding from the city, and we're always looking for more. So if anyone would like to donate, please visit gmys.org, and you can place a donation right on our homepage.
Well said. And obviously you've got a website. And if one visits the website, they'll be able to get an idea of your itinerary and some of the upcoming programs?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Actually, we're going to be doing a lot of updates to our website come the end of this year. We have a lot of great events coming up. We're going to be updating our calendar. We have new things putting on. Next Saturday, Pinecrest Gardens at the Banyan Bowl, we're going to be having the jazz band as one of our ensembles, but our string orchestra, concert orchestra, that's at 7 p.m. That's free and open to the public. Again, the whole idea of creating access. We're hoping to see the jazz band out there at Art Deco again early January. We'll have those dates once everything's confirmed, and the calendar will be updated. And as always, if there's any questions or requests, you can reach us at info@gmys.org and our other contact information's there.
And tell us about the auditions. When do you have auditions for this?
Auditions are predominantly at the beginning of the season. Whenever we have a spot, we always try and reach out to the community. But if anyone's interested or you would like to participate in GMYS, make sure that you reach out to us early in advance, and we like to get you the information for auditions and all the requirements so you can join when the opportunity is there.
Mr. Matthew Sheehy, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We are going to turn it back over to Mr. Rivero. Go ahead. Greater Miami Youth Symphony, ladies and gentlemen, live from the WDNA Jazz Gallery under the direction of Mr. Eric Rivero. And I just got word today that Mr. Rivero is voted Teacher of the Year. Is that correct, sir? Yeah. Congratulations. Well done. How do you do it? You're the director of the Greater Miami Youth Symphony. You're the director of the Glades Middle School. You teach. You do all kinds of stuff. My goodness. How do you do it?
Well, I believe in influencing kids in a positive way and trying to get people into jazz. So I'm also the committee chair for the whole state of Florida for FBA. So I'm helping with jazz around all the state of Florida and hopefully nationally. So that's what the goal is. So, but again, they can learn so much from it. And I can tell you, I learn just as much from them as they do from me.
Well, you're a national treasure, and we're happy to have you here in Miami. Yes. So, what did we just hear?
That was a tune titled Orange Drink, and it's spelled A-R-N-G-E, Orange Drink, and it's as part of the title, he puts Orange Juice with an Attitude underneath it. But the last tune we're going to be doing is a Thelonious Monk tune from the late, great Thelonious Monk, and it's entitled I Mean You.
Well, before you get into the last piece, I want to give you an opportunity to mention an event that's coming up. Is that correct?
The Glades Middle School Jazz Band has their concert, as well as the other band programs. All the band programs from Glades have their program, our concert on Thursday night, which is December 14th at 6:30 p.m. If you guys would like to go out, the admission's $9 per person at the door, and it's a heck of a concert. The kids are really, really doing a fabulous job. The Jazz Combo just finished playing for the Arts Center for an event for Art Basel, just Saturday. And they're really, really fine group. So I'm hoping all you guys can attend.
And where's the venue? Where's it going to be held?
It's at Glades Middle School, 9451 Southwest 64th Street. You can also get information on at our website, gladesbandmiami.com, gladesbandmiami.com.
And I've just been told that the phones are going off the hook. Everybody loves what they're hearing. And for those of you who are out there listening and you're not part of this live studio audience, you have an opportunity to experience this ensemble in person. And again, the concert, it comes up next week, Thursday. This coming Thursday at Glades Middle School. Once again, you can also go to the website, to the Greater Miami Youth Symphony's website, and you can get an idea of what's going on. You can see the upcoming events, the calendar, and definitely attend. As you can hear, this is an extremely talented ensemble. And once again, we want to thank all the folks who are involved and the parents. A lot of parents are here. Yeah. Parents, you're part of this success story. Keep it up. Please continue to guide and encourage your students. This is definitely something that's paying dividends and will continue to pay dividends, not just for the Greater Miami community, but for the world as a whole. And thank you so much. I can't say thank you enough. You are not being overlooked, believe it or not. So, Mr. Rivero, you've got one more for us. I'm going to let you go ahead and tell us what we're about to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, Mr. Eric Rivero and the Greater Miami Youth Symphony.
Just want to make sure I put in a plug. Saturday, it's a free event at Pinecrest Gardens. You guys need to try and come out and listen to this incredible, incredible band. I think the concert orchestra is also playing that night. The string orchestra, I apologize, and the concert orchestra. So it's going to be a great night of music. It's a wonderful event. If you've never been to Night of Lights, it's a beautiful light display, and we're playing in what they call the Banyan Bowl. So check it out, and we really hope all of you can be there. And without further ado, this is I Mean You, and we get to feature Mr. Daniel Farias on piano back there on this great Thelonious Monk tune. Here we go. Ready? Thank you.
the Greater Miami Youth Symphony, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being here. I want to thank our technical manager, Mr. Mark Guardia, our general manager, Ms. Maggie Payella, the entire staff, and all the volunteers here at WDNA. And thank you, our live audience, and those of you tuning in on 88.9 FM. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
At 88.9 FM, you're tuned to WDNA Miami. Public radio, redefined.
This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. The White House has questioned the political motivation and timing of accusations from three women who say President Trump sexually harassed them. Rachel Crooks, Jessica Leeds, and Samantha Holvey say they were groped, fondled, forcibly kissed, and humiliated by Mr. Trump before he became president. The White House spokeswoman, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, dismissed the claims.
The president has addressed these accusations directly and denied all of these allegations, and this took place long before he was elected to be president, and the people of this country had a decisive election, supported President Trump, and we feel like these allegations have been answered through that process.
The American Space Agency NASA has been ordered by President Trump to send astronauts back to the moon and then to Mars. Mr. Trump said it would allow America to reclaim its destiny in space. With more details, here's our science correspondent, Jonathan Amos.
President Trump is promising, he says, to restore American leadership in space. It's exactly 45 years since the last Apollo mission, and he believes it's time astronaut boots were back on the surface of the moon. NASA will have to go away now and formulate how best to do this. It's likely any new plan would lean on contributions from some of the new commercial space companies that have come to the fore in recent years, as well as from international partners.
The mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, has described a bomb blast next to the city's busiest bus station as an isolated attempted terrorist attack. The suspected perpetrator is in hospital under police guard. Nick Bryant has the latest from New York.
The moment was caught on CCTV footage. There's a large cloud of smoke, and as it clears, a man can be seen lying on the ground. Police said it was a homemade low-tech bomb fastened by Velcro to the suspect's body, an attempted suicide attack that left the bomber himself with the worst injuries. The suspect has been identified as Akayadullah, a 27-year-old immigrant from Bangladesh who came here in 2011. He would never have made it into the country, claimed the White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders, under President Trump's proposed immigration restrictions.
President Putin has said Donald